December 15th, 2005. Joe number one, stop pissing me off. Zombies. You see them in movies and books and in video games. There are manuals on how to survive an invasion. But are they corrupting our youth, really? Recent video game drama has stirred up a lot of political debate, most of it negative. The newest, most absurd thing to come out of this is the promotion of cannibalism. That's right. If you play Stubbs the Zombie or Fear, you will want to go out and feast on the human flesh. That's right. Playing a zombie game will make you want to become a zombie. Talking head Joel Lieberman said, "It's the worst kind of message to send to our kids. They can be dangerous to your children's health." And David Walsh, president of the National Institute on Media and the Family, said, "It's something we've never seen before." Excuse me. George A. Romero has been making zombie movies for who knows how long. And weren't there zombies in Resident Evil? And even back so far as in the video game Zombies Ate Your Neighbors? Zombie media doesn't make me want to become a stumbling, groaning, maggot-ridden, flesh-eating, undead corpse. It gives me a better plan on how to barricade my home, stockpile supplies, and withstand the coming zombie apocalypse. Are you ready?
Zombies, man. It creeped me out.
Music provided by All for Nothing and a song Mouthful of Hypocrisy. Find more at music.podshow.com and their site, allfornothing.nl. This show is licensed under the Creative Commons License Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 2.5 license. So don't steal it, asshole.